I'm joined by K's midfielder Liam Collins after this afternoon's 4-2 win at Whitstable. Liam, it's great to mark your debut with a win. Was it as hard as it looked out there today?
I thought we made it hard at times. When we were 2-0 up, we had chances to make it 3-4 or 5, didn't take it, and then they obviously scored. And then luckily Lodgy scored on the stroke of half time. Then I thought we still looked comfortable at 3-1 until, to be fair, they scored a cracking goal. And then they put us under a bit of pressure. We had chances to get the fourth, but it wouldn't come. And then when we did that, I think that just killed them off, really. So, overall, it should have been about 10, if I was going to be honest. But no, they battled hard. But yeah, I thought we overcome them well in the end.
Were you surprised how hard they did battle, given their league position, to go 2 down to the top of the league side and then 3-1 down? Were you surprised how they came back each time?
I don't know. I think there's a bit of history apparently since the trophy game, so obviously there was a bit of pride at stake for that as well. But obviously being top of the league, most teams are going to raise their game, and again, 2 down early probably give them more of a chance. They've still got 80-85 minutes to get back into it, so yeah, it wasn't a surprise really.
Their number 12 got sent off, but twice before he got sent off he squared up against Cave players. One of them was against yourself. Do you think he should have been off before that?
I can't really remember. I mean, there were so many different players taking swipes at Lodgy. I mean, I lost count of who it was in the end. But it didn't surprise me to see one of them go, and it wouldn't have surprised me if I saw another one of them go, really. Lodgy just absolutely ripped him apart today.
And for yourself, when you played at Cave's before, you're more accustomed to playing on the right wing, but you played centre midfield today. I thought you absolutely bossed the central midfield. Is it a position you like playing in?
Yeah. I mean, since I signed at Worthing, when I went to Worthing, they played me centre midfield. I really enjoyed it, and that's where I really want to play now. I mean, I haven't got the pace I used to have to play wide. I mean, Carl Shorten been playing me wide. That's one of the reasons why I haven't enjoyed it there really. So yeah, it's nice to be back in the middle. I just seem to be involved more often in there, and obviously you can dictate things. So hopefully I can hold down a place in there.
You played today like you'd known the squad all season, but I believe you only signed at 9 o'clock yesterday evening, so it's the first time you've met a lot of the guys today.
Yeah, I know a few of them. I probably know 5 or 6 of them anyway, and I've been down to watch. Obviously I still speak to Max, so when I come down and watch him I'll end up speaking to a few of the others. Yeah, so I know most of them anyway, so that's another reason why it was good to sign. Obviously going straight into a team top of the league, 6 points clear, obviously no pressure. But I knew quite a few of the lads anyway, so that was quite good, made me welcome.
Dowse did persuade you to drop down a division to come and play for Kings Stanley, but hopefully it's only a temporary thing and be back in the Ryman Premier next year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've met Dowse many a time when he was manager at Walton Ersham. He tried signing me. I mean, I've known Dowse since when I was in youth team at Walton Ersham. He's tried signing me quite a few times. I mean, I've always said to him I'd love to play under him, and I thought the time was right because we're top of the league. I can't see no reason why we shouldn't win the league, really. I mean, I've joined a team at the top of the league, 6 points clear, so anything less really is a disappointment, I think.
And the fans are clearly pleased to see you back. They're very noisy today. How did they help today?
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, obviously, being at Carl Shorten, I only get like 150, 200 at the most fans, so it's great to be back. I mean, even when I've been to watch 3 or 4 K's games this year, and that's one thing I have missed is obviously having fans get behind your team. It's not often you get it at this level, but absolutely superb, all of them, yeah.